today's special reading. It's a story very close to my heart. The Brave Pirate Frost. One day, the Pirate Frost was out running errands with his mother. They shopped for groceries and ate peas at his favorite restaurant. Then the Pirate Frost's mom, Noval, said, "Oh yes, we need to stop off at the doctor's office for a quick checkup." The doctor, Phelan, checked Frost's heart, his blood pressure, and his knees. Then he explained to Frost would come back the next day and get a shot too. He then explained that Frost would come back the next day to get a shot to protect him from the scurvy or something. The Pirate Frost did not like shots. That evening, his father Taglar came home, and Frost told him all about the visit to the doctor. Taglar said, "Frost, I know of something that can help you. Take this map and my fastest pirate ship and find it. Also, if you stay very still for Phelan, you can have some ice cream." So Frost followed the map to the wild seas and climbed up volcanoes filled with fiery lava and sneaked past creatures so terrible that they will not be described in these books. See Twilight if you dare. Until he reached an icy castle at the top of the mountains. Inside, he found the great crab wizard Thaxos on a crab wizard throne. Thaxos spoke these words, "Pirate Frost, because you have braved many obstacles to get here, I will give you this rock. When you get a shot, you must squeeze this rock very tightly and count to three. You will be magically taken into the future where the shot is finished. Also, you can have some ice cream after." The Pirate Frost thanked him, and he sailed back home to get some sleep. The next morning, he took the rock with him to Phelan's office. Phelan hummed a little song and filled up Frost's shot. Frost closed his eyes very tightly, squeezed the rock as hard as he could, and counted. One, two, three. The crab wizard Thaxos was right. The shot was finished. The brave pirate Frost was now immune to scurvy and some other stuff. And then he had ice cream on his way home. The end. LOL.
Yay!
Most of it, ha ha. Oh, man. God damn it.
You can see Venus, Jupiter, and Mars in the sky tonight. Right now.
Hold on, guys. We're
going
to go planet looking.
This one's squeaky door. I got a little bit of Check this out. Sorry, Bill. I told you. I wanted people to check it over, but yeah, I definitely missed that one.
Yeah, we didn't go that far. It doesn't really matter. So I was probably going to screw up the line anyway.
right when you started saying crap wizard, I was thinking maybe it should have been moose wizard. Oh well. I'm not gonna make you reread it just to change it to moose wizard though.
Could let that go. It was a lot easier when Gnome was laughing their ass off.
Oh, we were. You just couldn't hear us.
I know, and I couldn't hear.
We just had Tal read a storybook.
Yeah.
It was the little
Brave
Pirate,
but
we changed the name to Frost.
It was
So he got a shot, and he's now immune to scurvy and some other stuff. Yeah, Dirk, we quoted that.
And some other stuff.
We're going to have to include a link to the original story.
You want this one back? You can totally have it back.
I will. Could we switch to a stool?
I can.
Could stay and join the podcast.
Yeah, just because that's the right height for my computer desk. And if I sat on a stool on my computer desk, I'd be like,
Like a girl. Yeah, just being that like pooping pose where it's like.
Actually, call the comma poop drop. It's just all the mind-blowing ways you can sit on the crapper.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had Tal read that. It really gets good, like, page 18.
What restaurant only serves peas?
Pretty terrible restaurant.
So, yeah, imagine this. The doctor hummed a little song and filled Frost's shot. Frost closed his eyes very tightly and squeezed the rock as hard as he could. Counted to 1, 2, 3.
Crab wizard, huh?
No, it's Thaxos, yeah, the crab wizard.
Yeah. Is Abby joining us for the podcast?
Abby should join us for the podcast. This is the April Fool's episode, so, yeah. Yeah. We have Talon here, too. I mean, we'll get everybody on. We can have him. Yeah, come sit by.
Yeah, just get everybody in from.
You can have the other earbud. You can have my other earbud.
And I want to eat dinner.
We'll eat dinner and then come in here and just join us halfway through.
There's
call
no
up, plot. Call up all of Wamp.
I think, I don't know, we might have started yet. We don't know.
This might actually make it in, I'm not sure.
What, the story?
No, it's us talking right now.
Talking.
We think about just kind of just doing this and be like, hey, what's that little red button? Off
the end. I know we're dumb. Driving up there to join you today, but
dinner's good,
yeah,
by the way.
We never would have gone.
Salmon with peppers?
No, probably
like
not.
Yeah, good. I was kind of worried you wouldn't.
Yeah, it would have been. Get out of the room. Let me do this.
Hey,
Matt. Can you do it to this place? I need silverware.
There's two.
You're making me look goofy in front of my friends.
You don't need her help.
Did you see my Zuckus head crow?
No, I haven't actually seen that yet.
Here.
Oh, dude.
Your new house?
Oh, that thing is ridiculous.
Isn't that cool? Wait, I want to see.
It's pretty sweet. It's a full-blown Zuckus head.
That's awesome.
And it fits too.
Dude. Of course, that's what
it. Yeah, she's doing Zuckus, and I'm doing Dengar.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's what you bought. Okay.
So Abby tells me to do the Dengar voice from Robot Chicken pretty well.
Do it right
and
now.
I'm planning on doing that in costume at like C6.
Missiles. I'm a disintegration machine.
You want something integrated? Get Dengar integrated. D-bombs, D-missiles. Ah, shucks.
I want everybody to have little umbrellas and their rangefinders. Just walk around like that.
We're totally doing some fun stuff for C6, by the way. We're going to do probably a live video cast.
Smiley or umbrella.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, so that should be fun.
That'd be great.
But, yeah, what are we going to talk about now?
I don't know. I think the Brave Pirate Frost kind of has us all joked out.
Oh. That might have been the sound from an app. I'm sorry.
Anybody want to play Organ Trail?
That sound clip is totally wizard.
Kinda.
Let's see if we can find Organ Trail. Seriously.
Oh, I bet you could.
Organ Trail online. Play for free. Install Adobe Shockwave. Play Minecraft. It's more relevant.
Who plays Minecraft during the podcast?
Frost.
Frost
plays everything during the podcast.
So, kind of everybody. I just suddenly realized. But
that's cool. Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, but Rec, Paulus, myself, and friend of ours, we did MandoCraft. There's actually like Star Wars playthrough adventure type Minecraft maps built. It's pretty funny. We recorded some of it on YouTube and posted it on the forums.
Huh.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, it's just, where is it?
I'm not gonna watch it, so.
That's the link if anyone did want to see it.
There's a link to things.
Ban him. Should ban Frost for the night.
I thought we fired him today.
Yeah, we did fire him, didn't we?
Yeah.
Being a monkey pirate. April Fools, you think we should do that too? Put him on the Darmanda list for being a monkey pirate.
We should put Tom on the Darmanda list for April Fool's list.
Yes.
If only you could. He's the one who has to do it, so if he was willing to put himself on Darmanda.
I'm sure he would.
No, seriously, I'll ban his account for a day and I'll put him on the Darmanda.
Wait.
You gotta have him in on it.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we need to think of a good reason.
I
need to think of a good reason, too.
We should have somebody else actually take his role, though.
I will take his role as the Moosalore.
John wants to be Moosalore.
It'll be perfect.
Found to be creating a cult compound in North Carolina.
Just have Lucas.
it was using the forum as a recruiting tool.
Or using the forum as a recruiting tool for his
plan.
This thing here.
And as my first new ruling as Moosalore, the CRLs will now be updated to include bacon as a required building component of your armor.
Already got it.
Required.
Already got it.
Instead of just heavily suggested.
It's not going to make it.
Doesn't everyone have zero bacon in their helmets? What the hell?
Can you even eat bacon?
Can I even eat bacon? Of course I can.
Is that like the only thing you can eat?
Canadians can't eat
No,
pork.
There's one kind of fish apparently.
Allergic to life.
What is this?
Sean, he's just allergic to everything. You didn't hear this? I guess not.
Yeah, Sean, it was like at the TGI Fridays, well, you could only eat, like, one kind of fish there.
Yeah, you had to, like, make sure.
Yeah, there was, like...
any minute.
Was that, like, a David Lynch moment there for you?
that was, like, the worst little, like, kids' educational game ever. It's like, yeah, alright, I'll eat that. Give me that. Fuck you, I don't want that.
You guys have no idea what we're talking about. Nope. Yeah. While you guys were talking just then, we were watching that, and it was really, really surreal. Because you guys were just laughing in the background, and this pumpkin just like, no, I mean that!
Oh, dear. I don't even know.
We're sitting there laughing our heads off. Did you watch that one?
No, I haven't. I haven't been on for today.
Yeah. But we were just sitting there, and everybody's laughing, and this is playing. Here, you want to listen to it? Here, you listen to it.
What the heck is this?
What the hell?
I'm very hungry.
Carton and everything. Wow. That's pretty disturbing.
You gave me the French fries.
Oh, there's four.
Sandwich.
No! I don't want that.
I'm very hungry.
What the heck?
Give me the French fries. Give me the sandwich.
Well,
no, I don't want that.
That dude, like, is just like, give me that. Yeah, no, no, please. What a freaking dick pumpkin.
Yeah, dude, the next one is, hey, drink me up a beer.
No.
I want a cold beer.
I think this is where it's gonna start devolving into, like.
This has evolved at any point.
By the end of this, we should all just like start laughing like uproariously, and we'll just fade into that. And it does that for like 2 minutes, and it just cuts off suddenly. Yeah. We'll make this into like a really surreal, like David Lynch style podcast.
Ian, you need to play that That's song special. I mentioned on your Skype.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. Yes. Yes.
The 10-hour version?
Yup.
Yes.
No. No. No, I don't want that.
Really?
Oh. 20 minutes of this.
Break it down, Crow.
White man dancing. Oh yeah.
Stool dancing.
That just sounds kind of hot.
We get the Kala Pooper.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a completely different thing.
So what do you guys think of some of the new Star Wars stuff coming out?
Of what?
Really?
What are you talking about?
What is Star Wars?
But you mean that fantastic new Epic Sax soundtrack they're adding on to Episode 7?
Yeah, yeah. Strangely enough, when Obi-Wan comes out and it like scares away the sand people, you know, you're like, oh my god, they got Luke, and R2's sitting there, and all of a sudden in the distance, Obi-Wan comes up and just, and they're like, no!
They're using that sound to replace the Great Dragon Call, is what I heard for rumors.
That'd be so great.
Actually, they're changing the, also changes in Empire. They're changing Lando's theme song to just the theme from Shaft.
That would be a much-needed improvement. That must happen now.
Yeah, so he's like, you know, welcome to my facility.
The whole time.
The whole time, yeah.
Tell me that wouldn't be awesome.
You truly belong with us.
I gotta do that again. And I just gotta take that same thing and just make another commercial.
You should.
Yeah. Okay, that's gonna happen. I'm doing that tomorrow.
Amazing.
That'll be our commercial. Yeah. We'll actually end the commercial, even though we're not even talking about anything.
We'll just fade out commercial, fade back in.
I'm the administrator of this facility.
Hello, what have we here? You look absolutely beautiful. Welcome, I'm Lando Calrissian. I'm the administrator of this facility. And who might you be?
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
Damn right. Could you join us for a little refreshment? Don't worry, my friend's down there.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it?
cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about.
Accelerate to attack speed. Throw the fire away from the cruiser.
You see, this cat chef is a bad mother. What I'm talking about, chef? He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
Gotcha.
Did we actually release the one we did last time yet?
No.
Okay.
Are you actually going to do the one where you jumble everything together from all the other ones?
Maybe I should.
Yeah, we could do that.
Flashbacks.
Yeah, just throw in damn Pakistanis.
I'm gonna have so much fun editing this. It's gonna be like, I'm just, like on a whim. I'm just gonna be like
3 hours long.
Which means
I think I just named them like Bespin, and
Bespin.
Ben, or Blast Tech was the other one.
Oh dear.
Or Cloud City maybe. Something simple like that.
Hmm.
So I suppose at some point we should probably actually seriously mention the regional commanders.
No, not on this episode.
No, not on this, but we could add it.
There's like a 2-minute window, 40 minutes in, where they're like, and in recent news.
Recent news, congratulations to Frost and Thaxos.
And Hagen, Norak, and Erkham Ball.
It's just such a great song.
I'm hungry.
No, I don't want that.
Give me the french fries.
This is going to be amazing.
Give me the sandwich.
Should we include all this talk about what the podcast is going to be like, too?
Yeah, sure. Just so people can understand what's going on.
How much time is
it? I'm not going to take a serious thing. We
should just do this all the time. You know, I'm bored with talking to people.
Bored now. Here's music.
As you can tell, the podcast requires a lot of hard work.
I'm the administrator of this facility.
Plan your next vacation to scenic Bespin.
Would you join me for a little refreshment?
Everyone's invited, of course.
Cloud City boasts the finest luxury facilities in the Anoad sector.
Having trouble with your droid?
Cloud City can cater to any needs your droids or vessels require as well.
Our operation is small enough not to be noticed, which is advantageous for everybody.
Quiet and out of the way, but with all the comforts of home and more.
You truly belong here with us, Mutton Cloud.
Join us on Cloud City.
Do that next time we actually interview somebody.
We take our jobs very seriously on the podcast team. It's all a serious business.
Yeah.
The next time we interview someone like, I don't know, Mark Hamill or whatever, just like halfway through.
That's it for your April Fool's podcast. You should like pimp out that you're going to be interviewing like Harrison Ford
and then,
or something.
And then do the David Lynch episode.
And then have like somebody else, "Hi, I'm Harrison Ford."
So we should just get the soundboard of him or something. Just, like,
we can do an interview with a soundboard. That's awesome.
Okay, give me Harrison Ford. Come here. Actually, you interview her.
Oh, like I can actually keep a straight face talking yeah. to Harrison Ford. I mean, seriously, hero worship. What?
I'm sorry, I'm so handsome.
So
I just can't help it. I know you won't love me.
So why don't you go to conventions more, Mr. Harrison Ford?
Mr. Mike.
God, we're on a first name basis.
Alright, shuffle off now. Aw, man, where am I gonna put those?
Ian, check the soundboard. It's actually got a fairly large.
Shuffle off.
Sorry. Where'd you put it?
I just linked it in the chat here. The soundboard actually has quite a lot that we could probably play around with.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
That's perfect.
Ah. Right, I gotta turn the volume up, so hold on. I can't.
Well, it's still loading.
National Theater Live, Frankenstein. Play free now! Yeah, I'm gonna also add audio effects to this, like, the entire way through. It's like gonna, like, start wiggling out. It's still loading, it's not gonna play anything.
The tomb is somewhere.
That won't load.
Christ.
And we have Mr. Harrison Ford in the studio now. How are you doing, Mr.
Hello.
Hi. How are
Hello.
How are you doing?
I gotta familiarize myself with this here.
There's a second one that's got some Star Wars stuff too, if we want it.
Hell no.
Where'd this come from?
Well, we're actually a costume group. We started back in 2007.
What about my daughter?
She's very lovely.
No. I haven't met her in the Mercs. Okay then. We've been involved with many charity efforts. What have you done to help out with charity work? You know, helping like little kids like Baby Leia.
Wearing a ski
mask. That seems helpful.
Yeah.
Since I met you, I've nearly been incinerated, drowned, shot at, and chopped into fish bait. I destroy you.
Right, we need to do this seriously. This would be good.
It would probably help if you didn't hear a click every time you hit, you know, consistently.
Yeah.
I'm good. You know, it's kind of late here. I think you're in actually in London, so that's pretty much later over there, isn't it?
You're right.
Yeah. What time is it over there?
Eternal life.
Oh, I see. You don't really have much of a concept of time.
Yeah.
Your immortal status.
Knock it off.
Oh, all right, fine.
Oh, okay. Calm down.
Leave me alone.
I'd be glad to, but you did agree to this interview, so we have to take at least 5 minutes. How did you like working on Star Wars? Was it fun for you? Did you find it a valuable experience in your life?
That's Kevin Carpenter.
That's really cryptic.
I would have gone with the rage.
But I mean, was Star Wars valuable to you? Can you explain yourself better?
Anything.
Really?
I want back in.
Oh, okay, so you want to do more Star Wars stuff, just like you did with Indiana Jones?
Would you be like Han Solo, or like, how would you really want to?
Would you be old Han, or do you even want to play young Han?
Pretty vague.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, very, you're pretty vague.
Very, very...
I've heard this bedtime story before.
Really?
I've got a few more weeks before school starts.
Oh, so you're going back to school. That's actually really...
I'm trying to kill my family.
He's...
What?
What? He's at school?
I have no idea what time it is.
Drugs, Mr. Ford.
I'm telling you, I'm back in.
If you want to be an honorary member, we can hook you up right away. We can make you a plaque and send it out to you and have it to you tomorrow if you need it.
Did I miss something?
Possibly, but that's not really...
Do you want to be an honorary member in our club, sir?
A Nazi stooge like you.
Yeah, mostly.
Where'd this come from? I don't know.
Really?
I didn't make this happen.
Well, I know. George Lucas made it happen. I mean, well, him and everybody else.
Call me Junior.
I didn't. I mean, it's obvious that he was the director and you were just the actor. You were doing what he told you to do.
contributions to the museum over the years have been extremely generous.
Well, they were tax deductible.
They helped.
That was nice, yeah.
Tell SO 13 you know who she is. Tell him her name. Give him her picture. Tell him that she poses as a rare book dealer and ask him to look for her.
Who?
I don't know.
I gotta try a few of these, though. You're skipping over so many good ones.
Well, I'm trying to, like, answer your questions.
Jesus Christ.
If possible.
Knock it off.
This is kind of special.
Oh, honey. You're right.
I'm surprised you guys haven't hit the booby traps button a couple times yet.
A what?
The booby traps button.
Rage. It was rage. Booby traps? Rage. Booby traps? Not even Doonesbury. Will you take it easy?
I love soundboards. I'm so much fun. Anyway. So in other news, Faxos and Frost were actually promoted to regional commander by a vote. Clans voted on them, and that's pretty interesting. Are you looking forward to it, Faxos?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's really a great honor, and
I don't care what you didn't get voted in.
Yeah, Crow lost out to Frost, so
I'm incredibly bitter.
Five to three,
though, so it was close.
Yeah, so I mean, I should be angry at Frost, but you're Canadian, so I'll take you.
Are you going to bash his ice castle in?
Yeah. I hear it's pretty nice, very, very large, so it'll take some time, but...
But you have Harrison Ford to help you.
I do. I do have Harrison Ford to help.
My anvil only got one vote. Bitter bastards.
So that was who that eighth vote was. Okay. I've been trying to do the math and it's been dicking with me all week.
Hey, it really threw me for a loop when somebody voted that they wanted elections in Wampa Clan. I was like, oh my god, somebody hates me.
That was me.
In our clan, the only person that actually voted to have a vote was our Alarad. And he wanted to stay in anyways.
Some of these work.
Your elves were the only one that can hear these, right?
I know.
He's still playing soundboard.
Is Ian actually going to do a full interview with Harrison Ford then?
I don't know.
I think we should.
Should we?
I think so.
Here. And now I actually have Crow, who's going to be, he did an interview with Harrison Ford a few days ago.
I did.
So, yeah, he did.
Okay, we might want to mute our mic for this.
That now. So, okay, here we go.
So I hear that you have a lovely daughter, Mr. Ford.
Leave me alone.
Well, I'm trying to avoid the direct questions, because I know that you're not terribly comfortable with fan interviews, so,
yes.
You know, let's back on the subject of your daughter.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. A little cold today, I gotta say, but...
You're right.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
No. So, okay. Oh, let's see, well, where to start, really? Well, I hear... You got into a little trouble with the police a few weeks ago.
I didn't make this happen.
I know you didn't. I know it wasn't your fault that it was all the cops, but...
I don't give a shit whether you did it or not. Neither will anyone else.
Well, I didn't. Okay, either way. I hear you were wearing a strange article of clothing around your yard.
Wearing a ski mask.
And I hear that's... I hear that someone kind of took offense.
Perhaps.
What were your... You know, what would you do... I'm assuming they didn't tell you who called in the complaint, but what would you do to said person?
It was rage. Pure rage.
You already... Wow.
That's typical Carpenter.
Let's see, I don't know where to go next. Uh,
So where have you been? You travel a lot, obviously, big movie star, trying to avoid people, mostly.
Yes.
Where have you been traveling to lately? Oh, very nice. I hear the city is like kind of sinking, though. Is that something that that sort of phased you at all while you were there?
You're right.
Champagne. I imagine that would help. Champagne is very nice at things.
Your contributions to the museum over the years have been extremely generous. Since I met you, I've nearly been incinerated, drowned, shot at, and chopped into fish bait. Oh, honey. Don't call me Junior.
So, okay, that was actually a really interesting interview, Crow. I mean, it seemed like he was a little distraught about jet lag, I guess.
One of several possibilities, yes.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like he a nice guy. I mean, he didn't do too many personal attacks. I mean, it's...
No, I only left... I did not leave with any physical harm in any case, but I mean, I specifically tried to avoid talking about the holiday special. I've seen interviews where that's got sprung on him before.
Mm-hmm.
Not good results. So mm-hmm. I just kind of glossed over that little phase of his career.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's pretty interesting. I mean, I got to interview Little Annie, you got to interview Harris Ford. I think we had more content in my interview, though.
Yeah, but
it was a little bit more personable.
But I got to interview an actor.
That is true.
Seriously, what has Jake Lloyd done since Jingle All the Way, really?
Ouch.
Made some bells go off.
That's
pushed Sean into the fire.
Wait, what?
Sean knows what I'm up. Any more soundboards?
Now I gotta know.
I'm not even gonna answer that comment.
Well, Schwarzenegger.
Really, we're going for our soundboards now?
Yeah,
it's a soundboard episode.
There's the Spaceballs one.
Awesome.
Spaceballs.
Mm-hmm.
I still have never seen that.
Really?
How have you not seen Spaceballs?
It's just a classic.
Never have.
You have... Yeah.
The rest of my family has seen it. I just, for some reason, have never seen it.
Hmm.
Yep. Jingle Away. He has done, one movie after The Phantom Menace. He did a movie called Madison.
Yep.
He didn't like it all that much.
2001. Well, not imagine.
You really should have just been here for that interview.
Well, I should have. I also should have probably listened to the episode, but, you know.
You're not supposed to tell the listeners. We don't actually listen to our own podcast.
Well, I listen to the ones that I'm in.
Oh, I see how it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much exactly like that.
Man, I was hoping the Chris Farley one would have the Down by the River quote, because then we could be like, Tom's dropped by.
I still remember C5. I was walking by the tables just like... Man, he looks like he hates his life right now.
What, Noble?
No, Jake Lloyd. He's like sitting behind the autograph table, no one's around him.
Yeah.
Actually, Ian, I'm pretty sure Steven still has a copy of that video clip from C5. You could probably pull the audio out of there.
Actually, I don't know if I still have it. I have to go find it.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I have a copy, too.
Which one was it?
Like... Oh, dear.
Okay, Steven.
Sorry,
how do you
I wasn't paying attention. I took a lot of video. But I'm guessing the one from the kiddie pool.
With the wig, yes.
It sounds so much wronger than it actually is.
I don't know, it sounds so...
You mean that video I took at the kiddie pool?
With the wig? Tom and a wig?
Wow, that's weird.
It's kind of awesome. What?
Hearing. Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's on mute.
And didn't Tom say something along the lines of, if you ever show that to anybody, then you'll be declared Darmander?
Oh, I'm sure he didn't actually mean it. He was probably just joking.
I don't know. I'm not going to tell him that.
Better still have it.
I've got actually, a copy of this.
I don't think I still have it. My computer died, and I think I lost a lot of data from it. Because I went to look for it the other day.
Just randomly.
What?
Just put it in randomly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I still have that video.
Go find it.
I will find it. I can't remember what I named it, though.
I actually need to get going, because I gotta get to the store before it closes, so...
No! Can't leave.
Oh. This is just pure porn music.
What?
Don't even know.
It's Barry White, you know. Makes sense.
Oh, Thaxos.
Oh, dear.
Shit, it's Barry White. When the hell does he sing? Oh, this must just be him. Yeah, this is just a dry track. Okay.
Found it. I found it.
You found it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you gotta give it to me so I can resave it. What the heck was that? Brian, what's in that picture? All I see is you and looks like a llama or something, and a cat woman, but I can't quite tell what's in the middle. Is he still here?
What is that? Okay.
In his picture.
I heard something about a llama.
I can't tell make out what the thing in the middle of the picture is. See him in his cowboy hat. Ouch.
Aw, oh, crap, what was that game? It's like an episode one game where you basically, it was like sim mode.
Oh, the droid builder one.
No, not that one. It was like when you had to like raise animals and plants and stuff.
Oh, yes, the Naboo
planet
one, yeah. There was that the droid builder one.
Droid builder was pretty sweet. But this one,
yeah.
Like, I only remember that because that, like, the only song in that whole game was Jar Jar's theme the whole time. It just constantly played in the background.
The Gungan Frontier is what it was, I think. Right? Gungan Frontier?
Yes, Gungan Frontier, that's what it was.
Oh my god.
I had that for a while.
Yeah, it was.
I'm very hungry. You can't stop playing with the music.
You know, it's times like these that Star Wars, it really means something to me, you know? I can't describe what it is, but it's been with me since I was 3 years old, and I've never stopped loving it.
It's a very strange sensation to describe, but it's there, inside all of us, in some way, shape, or small rock-shaped form.
Yes, well, I mean, whether it's an old wizard, or an old green little wizard, mm-hmm. or an emo kid in leather, it's inside all of us. Deep down. It's a part of us.
Yes. Still trying to work out the emo kid part.
Anakin.
Oh, right.
And he's in leather.
Yeah. He is. He is so in leather.
Hmm. Just think about that for a minute.
I'd rather not. No, it's there anyway.
And Jabba the Hutt with his snot coming out of his nose.
He knew power.
And he respected it.
He did.
He knew when to stop.
He did. When he stopped breathing, for example.
Yes.
It's a very, very good time.
That's exactly, I mean, he knew that was his end, so he let it go.
Yeah, just kind of let it all sag. And...
He could have eaten that poor little girl. But no, he let himself die.
Yeah.
And damn it, that means something.
Yeah. It does. And then his corpse was scattered all over the desert when his sail barge exploded. But that's beside the point.
It was sad.
It was. A fitting end to a very large... Man? Yes. Man.
Almost man.
Almost.
He wanted to be a man.
He could have been. That's what he had to do.
Yes. But he was always there, always trying to do something right for himself in the galaxy.
Yes.
And we'll never forget Jabba.
Yeah.
This is for you, Jabba.
I'm getting teary.
You holding the lighter?
I am. It's like it's a rock concert, but...
A sad one.
Less. Yeah. I never liked this part of the song.
Me neither.
Yeah.
So foreboding. I mean, it's almost like a phantom presence, a menace in the background. But in the foreground.
I just never liked it. No, I'm supposed to be deep, but it just... That part always just pissed me right off.
If you'd like to learn more about the topics discussed on today's show, please visit www.mandalorianmercs.com. The Mandalorian Mercs is a worldwide Star Wars costuming organization comprised of and operated by Star Wars fans. Star Wars, its characters, costumes, and all associated items are intellectual property of Lucasfilm. Copyright 2009 Lucasfilm Limited. We hope you enjoyed our show, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Please email podcast@mercs.firespray.net. Until next time, happy hunting.
I'm very hungry.